Let us clarify one halacha we learned yesterday. So we're on Siman Reish Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay. Here it says that if he did not give him, he did not pay him for his service, and he sent him to the city, and Loikivia Beit Doya, that the postmaster is not all the time there. So let us see again the Mishnah Berurah. Aino sheine kavua tamit habeidaya ba'isai heir shenishtal lacham. He's not always there, the postmaster. Elayulach lafamim lokimacha. Sometimes he goes someplace else. Also, the shema loyim te'enu heini yehudi. Now he sent the goy to give it to this postmaster. There's time to reach the city before Shabbos, but he has to give it to the postmaster, and maybe he won't be there. Be tzarech leilech achav b'Shabbos, and then this goy, which has this letter in his possession, will have to go around Shabbos looking for the postmaster. Well, the kashich miri kulo hai, the b'choshu zebin yoneinu, they were afraid. Why were they machmas? The kivin, the ksav yodai shal Yisrael noisei, since he is carrying a letter that has the ksav yad of the yid, that means, we will elaborate a little bit more, that it was sent to Yankel, and it's written, the address is sent to Yankel and Loshon HaKodesh. V'nika Maisa Yisrael. So we have a guy walking around in Shabbat with a letter that's written in Loshon HaKodesh. V'nika Maisa Yisrael. Well, we have to first finish this. V'nika Maisa Yisrael. Yainu b'Shabbos Nosna Leilayim. The guy walking around in Shabbat with a letter that's addressed to Yainu in Loshon HaKodesh. So Memele, so the people will say that this was sent from a yid to Yankel. We know it was sent from a yid because we see it written in the Loshon HaKodesh. So we will attribute that what this guy is walking around in Shabbos with this letter looking for the postmaster. This is, he's doing this mishliches. The Mishalach, who is the Yid, because it's written in the Loshon HaKodesh, and then so the Yid is a Nitzah Manasai. V'imkein, so therefore, im Nistav Igeres B'chav Einem Yehudim. But what if it is written in English, it's not written in the Loshon HaKodesh? So now we have a letter that was sent to Yankel. It says, printed in English, Yankel. Now, who sent this letter? It could be the IRS sent the letter. Who knows who sent the letter? It's written to Yankel. So, but it's written in the Loshon HaKodesh, and it's sent to Yankel. So I'm a mailer. So then, this will be mutter. Shori lo'eilech apul b'erev Shabbos. So if it's written in English, the Yankel, we do not know who the sender was, so there's no problem. As long as there was time for this guy to reach the city. So now the Marsham clears a shaila, but what if the one who sent the letter wrote his name in Goyish? But we know that the Yitzi Goldberg, that we know that the sender, everything is written in English. But we know that the sender is, he wrote his name, that he's the sender, Yitzi Goldberg. He sends his letter. So my mail is, so the Marsham clears a shaila, this will also be also. That means, this man Chazal, it seems the problem was they didn't write on the letters the return address. It wasn't so sophisticated. So all they wrote was the name of the person who was sent to. So now, how do I know who the sender is? I see it's written a lot in English. So the sender is a yid. It's written in English. I have the faintest idea. So there's no problem with my time. But the Marsham and that Stasek was a shayla. What if the sender, I think that's what the shayla is, if the sender wrote his name in English, well, I can see from his name that he's a yid, if this goes into the issue that Chazal asked, she writes by a Torahine if this is Mutter or Otto. We can first learn. Heinz, we're going to see at the end of the Simen. Yeah. The Velika Maizis, Ben Kenan Yisro, Yisro, Selen, is Mutter. Velika Maizis, Joshua, Yisro, Yisro, is Mutter. Now let us go. Also, the Shloya, Apulu, Miyam, Rishay. Now, the Mahabo says that also, the Shloya, if the Beidoya, the postmaster, is not Kabua, so then you can't send it even from Sunday, because he's going to come to the city and he's going to be who, and it could be he won't find the Beidoya. So it's also the Shloya that you're not allowed to look. We're afraid he's going to be walking around the city. He won't find them, and Shabbos will also be walking around. So Mamela is also the Shloya Apilu Miyam Rish. Now, so this is if it was sent to a postmaster. That means like this. The Shliach knows one thing. He doesn't know any address. He doesn't know anything. All he was sent was to give it to the postmaster in the city. And so he's going to look for the postmaster. So this could be in Shabbos. He'll still be looking for the postmaster. So it's also to send a fellow from Sunday to send out this letter. Because of Hila Shabbos, Vinire, the Chosa Mayrik Shishaleach Adayen Yehudi Liyata Beitaya. The whole problem is when he's sending with the goy to the postmaster, and so he doesn't know what to do with the letter. He has to find the postmaster. The postmaster is not always accessible, so we're afraid he should be walking around with his letter on shop. Avo, she'odah mishalech igeres al yodei lachaneirai. What if he's sending a letter? This doesn't go to a postmaster. He told the guy that you should bring this letter to Yanko, who lives on this street. So here, I don't take the whole shash that Chazal Bochayish is he didn't know who to give it to. Only to the postmaster. The postmaster is not Kabur, so we have Shash, maybe he'll be walking around with this letter on Shabbat. But what is if he the directions were to give it to the sheep? So here I don't have to be Ayish, I don't have to be Ayish, and he has to deliver it to a yeet. The Vaisoy Shayelech Achav Bishabbos. I don't have to club. Maybe the Yid won't be home. Vishavi Akilubanim Shabbos. Umalai Kotas Kail Shayom Yachel Agiyasham Mipoidyay. That means this, the Gemoz's Shash was, he has to give it to a postmaster who is Einay Kabua. If he knows where to go, maybe that person won't be home. That could be. But there's no such chance. Chazal will never go to such a thing. That's what the Ohel Shabbos said. V'chein noite daf meireinu harav Rav Avraham miprag amuva bebach. That the whole Jesus Chazal was, he's giving it to a postmaster who is unpredictable. But if he knows where to go, then maybe no one will be home. We don't find such a Xavier. We don't have to be chayis. So we have over here Anoila Shabbos and Rav Avraham miPrag, who were makel. If it was not sent to a postmaster, it was sent to a person, even though there is a possibility that the person won't be home, Chazal, there's no such data. V'daz, ataz, umogin avroam, but we have begun over here. The daz, umogin avroam, they say there's no difference. The gam, v'sheilech, igeres, lachavele, gam, ken, yesh, shashta. So that means, So it's love. The Gemara spoke about a postmaster who is Eine Kavua. A person is also Eine Kavua. Sometimes he can leave his house. So the Magen Avraham in Tzitz holds that this Gezeira applies also if we're sent to a Chaveira. Right. But now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Obeperish na beinu chanalo sheyotza atoloyes." Now we have the Gemara. They just printed the Rabbeinu Chananel from the Gedolei Harishonim. Muchach Koila Shabbos Ayin Shof. So Mamela, so it seems that the Mishnah Berurah wants to be Machia Lahokel. It's Rabbeinu Chananel. Hell, that is what one can be saying, Machan and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ayin Shabbos who are Meikel. Period. Now he says, this whole machlekes, he said, is a machlekes the Lishavis Mogen Avraham. If he sent it to a person, do we have to be chayish? Maybe the person is not home. The Lishavis says you don't have to be chayish. There was no such ksayda. The Mogen Avraham and Tar says there was a ksayda. Umiyu imom al eini Yehudi sheyelech lishom. But if he gave instructions to the guy, he told him to go to give it to this person. He told him clearly, if he won't be home, so you don't have to give it to him. You can give it to the Bnei Bayis also. So Mamela declared that everyone went away, that Isisha don't have to be afraid. So if then it's mutakul about Rav Shabbos, uvulay kotzat kol sheyocher lagir lebayis harishin asomach lechayme sholeyish ish sham. That I mean, if he gave him instructions, he delivered to this address, he's not home, that doesn't have to be given to him personally, to be given to his children. So then it's dicha muta. So then the only thing one has to worry about, that when he gave the guy the letter, there's sufficient time for the guy to leave his house and reach that city, or to reach the first house of the city, and before Shabbos, so then there'll be muta. But now let's go back to what the Mechaber says. But if he sends it to deliver it to the Beit Doyos, to the postmaster, and the postmaster is unpredictable, so he's not kavua b'yir. So then the Mechaber says, afilu miyom rishe. So then it's not only Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to send it, you're not allowed to send the letter Sunday also. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, but ve'im hu derech koloi. That means, that what he says, that he's not allowed to send it from Sunday, he says like this. Well, what if it's a distance of a day from, he sends it Sunday, and he'll reach the city Monday, the latest elite leader Monday, today Mahalas Yom Echad, Nira. So he's going to be there Monday already. So he has a whole week. So with all our sources that the postmaster won't be there, but he has a large amount of time to find the postmaster. Nira, the Avnimu Mishalchai, B'yem Sheini, Mishlisi. A fellow will send him Monday or Tuesday, and he'll get there in a day. So he has ample time to find the postmaster, Shari. Sha'av Shalayim Tzenu Bebei, so even though he won't find the postmaster, Yeshli, Shus Habe Lelechen, and I don't have to worry about that he won't find him, and he'll still be walking around Shabbos with the letter looking for the postmaster. The Kivia Beidoya, but if the postmaster is Kavua, Hainu, Shaiish Hamemuna Alzer Kavua Shom Tomit, so Mamela, so then, that he has to worry about, he's giving him a letter and there's enough time to reach the city before Shabbos. Ubaklav there, my Sha'on of Koyram Akshav Postmeister, the postmaster, Sha'log Leoy bin Kaimes Gdoiloy Dailim, Shu'aymet ala Mishmo, Be'itim Yeduim, the Kabul Ksovim, L'shalchom la Shayochim Makhovim, eh? So what we have now is Manenu, our postmaster, post office, Kamamele, so this Shash is not applicable. So all one as to one is permitted to send a letter with a guy. He's not paying him anything. He's a shliach. He didn't know to deliver it on Shabbos. If there's not times to get to the city before Shabbos, and there's a post office there, and he just has to put it to the post office or give it to the postmaster, it'll be mutter. Asomach lochayma, what? No, let's first learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Hasomach lechayme le'ir shenishtar lechshom kloyma lebayis rishim mebifnim. All we have to know that he can reach the first house, and if he reaches, he's able to reach the first house, so then we assume could be the postmaster there. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Chazal were mekel. That as long as he can reach, even though I don't know exactly where the postmaster is, I'm permitted to assume that he's right as soon as you enter the city, and he can make it before Shabbos. So here the Shal Yitzchak says that in Sitkot and Yud, he says, well, what if I know that the postmaster is at the end of the city, so you have to add on another 2 hours till we reach him. So then, Einochanami. So then, you have to take into consideration how long it will take to reach from where he sent him to the postmaster. And that means that what we are makel, that he can reach the beginning of the city, is if I don't know where the postmaster lives, I could be makel. But I know clearly he lives at the end of the city, so then this has to be taken into consideration. So now, so far we had the Shitas HaMachaba. The Shitas HaMachaba, he was machmel, that if the Beidoya is not Kavua, if the Beidoya is not Kavua, so then you can't send even from Sunday or Monday, because we're afraid that he'll be walking around with this letter. Now, this is a more. Hago, the yesh matirim, afilu loikotat. There are others that are meiko, ischoylik on the machabo. The machabo is a shitas harambam, and the Gemara is going that happen according to Arosh and Tosfos. The yesh matirim afilu loikotat, afilu he wasn't kaitis, that means he didn't pay him for his services, so he's a shliach. Vafilu loikivia beidoya bemoso, afilu the postmaster is not kavua in the city. And if he's not kavua in the city, there is a possibility that he'll be walking around with the letter. They are meiko when in mishalchay b'yom chamishay ekodem lachais. If he was sent Thursday or before Thursday. V'yesh lismoich alayu in tricha lekach, and one can be meiko. And let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to elaborate and explain their shita. V'yesh matirim kamayu the kivin shaloi om aloi Yisrael behedye sheyelech b'shabbos. That means these matirim, I send a guy take the letter. I did not tell him to take it on Shabbos. I didn't talk about Shabbos at all. Please bring the letter to this in the city. So he's a shliach to take the letter. He's a shliach to take it on Shabbos. I didn't tell him to take it on Shabbos. So therefore, the kivin shloi omar la yisro behedye shalei sheyelech b'shabbos, And later, Kiyim Stomuch Lishabbos, so then the whole incident is only the Chui sent out Friday. So let me just say over the Lashon of the Tosfos Shabbos. The Davkis, as if Shabbos also, the whole Isser is, he sent out the letter Friday, Mishon Demerzi, I'm giving him a letter Friday, so it looks, Ki ilu omale avirot lemayel v'leile afilu b'Shabbos. I mean, I'm sending out Friday. Before Shabbos, I'm sending the letter. So it would seem for my action to do this Friday, first Brent is Friday, why don't you set it next week? So it would seem that I want that this letter should get there. Afilu b'Shabbos. That's what it would seem. Sending a letter on Friday would seem that I want them to hurry up and bring it there. But if it's far away from Shabbos, that means it's Thursday or before Thursday, so it doesn't seem. That means if the closeness to Shabbos and I give him a letter, then it looks like I told him, bring it in Shabbos. So then we have problems. So there has to be enough time to come there before Shabbos. We have to make sure when he comes there, he'll find the postmaster there. This, even though I didn't say a word, but actions speak louder than words. If he called them, if he made the goyah shliach to take this letter, then he made the shliach on Erev Shabbos, it would seem that he wants it to be done as soon as possible. But the minute it was not sent Erev Shabbos, and I never mentioned a word about when you should deliver it, Omrinin ake adaita denam shikovid lamayr lahashlu malachta imashikibalolok. So if the goy goes on Shabbos, it's not me. It's not because I wanted him to go on Shabbos. In all cases, I didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. But when I made him a shlich on Friday, it would seem that I want him to go on Shabbos because you don't have anything better to do, just fighting to make him a shlich to bring the letter. So from this, it would seem that you want him to go on Shabbos. So it's needed. So that now let's again see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh matirim tahayu. The kivin shle omar la Yisrael behedye sheyelech b'Shabbos. Ein lether ki'im somuch l'Shabbos. So the whole, he never mentioned one word he should go on Shabbos. So it is only also if he sent it on Friday, then it looks like I want him to go on Shabbos. Then neither kishluch ishul Yisrael there. V'amir elein yudi shvus afilo omolei be'erim Shabbos latzis melochim b'Shabbos. I mean, he didn't tell one word. But it looks like he wants him to go on Shabbos. It looks like he's making him a shliach to go on Shabbos. That means like this. That means the iter of Amira La'akum is afilu I tell them Friday to do a melacha for me Shabbos. There's an iter of Amira La'akum. There's an iter of Shabbos. Not only if I tell a goy in Shabbos to do something, I tell a goy in Friday, who did Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, I tell him do something for me in Shabbos. There's an iter of Amira La'akum because he's my shliach. And it's like, I did it. So that is an Issur Shavuot. Now, he didn't tell him anything, but it looks like that. If he makes the goy a shliach on Friday, he gives him a letter, please deliver this letter. It seems that he tried, didn't have letters up in court. Maybe he have other things to challenge the court. He has so many things to do before Shabbos, Achonis for Shabbos. And he called over the guy, listen, I want you to do a favor for me. I want you to take this letter to this city. So it looks from his actions, he told them this on Friday, it looks that he wants them to do it for Shabbos. So it looks like he's making him a shliach to go on Shabbos. Therefore, if there's not enough time to get there, So he made a mishlis to go there, and there's not enough time to get there before Shabbos. He made a mishlis to go on Shabbos. Or also, if there is enough time, but he won't meet up with the postmaster there, when he gets there, so it looks like he wanted him, he's going now on Shabbos with the letter to look for the postmaster. So this looks that he made him a shliach to give it to the postmaster on Shabbos. But the whole thing is, if this was done on Friday, but so now I will move with me on Shabbos stuff. But if it's far, if it's not Friday, it's Thursday or before, my Shabbos. So then it doesn't look like he told them to do something. Who's talking about that Thursday? I give you a letter, please deliver it. I didn't mention one word. So the whole is, according to the Gemara, this whole Easter that we said, that if he didn't pay him, it is also, it's two things. If he didn't pay him, there has to be enough time to go, and also the need of Meidei Kavur, that Kavk if he sent him out of Shabbos. V'afilu loy kevir, v'afilu yoduash leyucho lagiyya l'shom koydim Shabbos, gam kein shori l'day yezu, Even she'll move with Batman on Shabbos when Mercy Kishluchi Hanapi. That means I sent him Thursday to go to a city. And in the time it takes to get to the city, he can first get there on Shabbos. It is Mutter. Because I didn't tell him to go on Shabbos, and it doesn't look that I want him to go on Shabbos. If this was done on Friday, Friday looks like that. He took out time on Friday for more than Achronis and Shabbos. You called the guy to deliver this letter. It seems you want it to be delivered on Shabbos, even though he didn't say a word, he didn't mean it. Then Chazal answered it. But if it was sent Thursday, I'm giving you a letter, please deliver this letter. It's going to take 3 days to get there. And if the guy's going to start going now, we'll travel on Shabbos. It's mutter. Because I didn't tell you to go on Shabbos. It doesn't look like I told you to go on Shabbos. So my mailer, that is Mutter, and the Ramor, Meikel, and the Ramor says, the Yeshlis Moich Olayu in Frichem Lekach. That means the Frichem Lekach, this is Mutter. Now all these things are not too much Negeya us, because we, by us, everything is cut out, and we'll see later. We put stamps in there, so this is not Negeya us. That we spoke about yesterday. What now, Steve Bates? In Hisne Imoy, but we said cut out. If I'm paying him, I'm paying him, and I said, I'm going to pay you. God says, Mutter. If I'm paying him, so then whatever the guy is doing, I'm paying you for the job. So you're not my shliach. It considers you have a job, and you do the job whenever you want to do it. Now, what is the taich kotzat? If he says, I'm going to pay you for the delivery. Af al pi shaloi pirish kamo yiten loy. He didn't tell them how much he was going to pay him, but he told them, listen, I'm going to pay you. He didn't say an amount. So let's just see the biralocha for 1 second. Loy to loy ma, koloi loy. He told them, I'll pay you how much the job is worth. Oy, he says, listen, I'm going to pay you. How much of the payment will come to an agreement? Whatever we decide. But no amount was said. You see, like he said, I told them I'm going to pay you, but you'll be satisfied. We'll come to an agreement. So even though the guy does as yet not know how much money he's going to get for this, but school, he knows he's going to get paid for me. He's not my shliach. He has a job. but night is an Afshikovis. The Tzom say, Daitai the Eini Yehudi, the Goy relies on the Yid. I mean, even though he didn't tell him a number, but he said, we'll come to terms, we'll both agree, over the day Kotora. So then, if I send him out Erev Shabbos before the Shkia, it's mutter as long as he's out of my house Erev Shabbos. Whatever he is doing, he's doing for himself. Adaita, he's not my shliach. He has a job, and he does the job when he feels like doing the job. But the day Kotora. Avo mishtas. But what if we didn't say I'm going to pay? Av al fi sheyesh bezatoi sheyitein lo yitchar. So the Rufin Mishnah Berurah sheyesh bezatoi means that the goy knows that the yid is going to pay him. From the conversation, the yid sees that the goy understands he's going to pay him. So but nothing was said. There was no verbal agreement. But he understands that the guy is assuming that he's going to get paid for him. But I didn't tell him anything. But I didn't say anything. I didn't even mention that I'm going to pay you. But he understands. I hear that from what he's talking, he understands he's going to get paid. Also, then it's also because if there was no verbal commitment from the one who gave him the letter, the guy assumes that he's going to pay the leitom chedaita over the Yisrael Kotora. As long as he doesn't know something definite from the Mishalach that he's going to get paid, the din is he doesn't have a that does not have a din of kotzav, and it's also so that's not a din of kotzav. Chotzav loyim, look in the Mishnah book. Loyim boy im ein yudi mistapik klal mitnu loyscha. Loyim boy if there is a goy bechal et a sofik, you will give him any. So zikher also, he doesn't to go, and he doesn't say one word, and he realizes that the guy bechlal doesn't know he's going to get paid. So that's called zikher shlichus. Ela filu ima Yisrael meivin mimenu kemitzaka l'scha meitoi. The Yid understands from the conversation that the guy is expecting to get paid. I mean, there's a letter that's being sent. So he understands from the conversation with the guy that the guy is expecting either he should pay him or the one who gets the letter will pay him. That he hears from the guy. But there was no commitment from the Yid. The guy was telling him, you know, for these things, you know, you get paid. And he's not to that. But that's it. I mean, he hears from the guy expects to get paid, because for these things you get paid, there was no verbal commitment from the Yid that I'm going to pay you. And for Lohi, also, Kimim She Yisrael Yivticha Yadayim, that is not considered kotzat. Kotzat to say that I'm not your shliach, I have a job and I'll do it whenever I feel like doing it. That is not him. When the guy knows that he's going to get paid, it was a verbal agreement. And we said at the beginning of the seed, he probably doesn't know the exact amount, but that's the fish. See, this in Tochoi Leomim, Dovo Kotsuf, Bechol Yoim, Ali Chosoi, Now, till now, we were speaking about he hired him for the job. The minute he hired him for the job, so it's considered he's not my shliach. He has a job to do. He's going to get paid for the job, and he does the job whenever he feels like doing it. So then there's no connection between the Yid and the guy who's doing the job. That is the longest of kotzav. That's the longest of kotzav. But what is And he's paying him not for the job. He's paying him every day. He's paying him by day. I mean, every day is how long is it? Every day I'm going to pay you for that. I pay you $50 a day. Finish. I pay you $50 a day. In Shorai Liyamim, Dova Kotsu Bacho Yain Bali Chose Matze Lose, I'll pay you every day. Ela she'enoi makdes imoi mosa yelech. That means he went to the guy and he told the guy his problem. I want you to deliver a letter. Each day you take you to deliver it. I'm going to pay you $50 a day. He's paying him for the day. There's one thing. So over here, normally this is considered a shliach. That means he's working for me. He's not, it's not his job to complete. He's working for me. I'm paying him each day. That is usually called a shliach of mine, which normally is also. But there was one milah over here. I told him I'd pay you by the day, but I didn't say when you have to go. You can go. You can go Thursday. You can go Friday. I'm not telling you when to go, but if you want, you can go Sunday, Monday. I mean, so the options when to go, that is in the hands of the guy. So there's a little over here, a daite denakshe. That means the guy, even though I'm paying him for his work each day, but the option which days to go, that's in his lap. So the Emerson, there is an adaita denafshe over here, because the decision when to go, I never told him when to go. He has the option. So there is an adaita denafshe over here. So if he decides, whenever he decides to go, he's going. So im scholi liyomen, rova tosuk v'chol yoyim, bali chosoy v'chdolosoy, Ela she'enoi makdis imoi mosayela. I don't tell him, you go whenever you want to go, and I'll pay you for each day. So there are two scenarios over here. Scenario number one, he decided to go Thursday. Well, he decided to go Thursday, and it's a 5-day affair. He's going Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. He's going these 5 days, and I'm paying him for all 5 days. I'm paying him for that he went Shabbos also. But that's what he went Shabbos was because he wanted to go Shabbos. I didn't tell him to go Shabbos. Yeah, so in the mail, this is a thing of Adaita Zenamshe, even though I'm paying him for the days he is delivering the letter, but it's Adaita Zenamshe. But here the thing is, in who the Erev Shabbos, if I made up with him Erev Shabbos, and he can go every month, and he decides to go Shabbos, and I'm going to start paying him for Shabbos also. The Shayate, the Shabbos, Nizer, Ki'ilo, Ishla, Imoika. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see that there's this Mishnah. Let's first see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Let's first say that what this case is. Im Schole Leyomit, Loitze Loyma, the Avshe Talo Le'el Bekotza, Akilo Be'erev Shabbos. Before we said, Kotzeb is Mutter of Shabbos. That means I told him, I want you to deliver the letter. I'm going to pay you $100 for the delivery. I made up with him. He goes on Shabbat. It's mutter. Whatever. As long as you went out of my house before the ski, it's mutter. So the limit, the Ashi, down the Lel, the Kotzat, a little bit, and the Shabbat. Hang up your cases like Zach, Kotzu, Ba'at, Kulbosai. I'm paying him an amount for the job. That means I come to him Erev Shabbos. I'm hiring you and they pay you $100 for the delivery. Now it's your job. If the guy decides to go on Shabbos, the oz adaitei the nafshe of it. V'loi minke klau shamaloche hanakris b'Shabbos hu b'shliches Yisrael. That is mutter, we learned about the story, we'll learn again. I give a guy clothing to clean, I give him before Shabbos. It's his job to clean the clothing. I'm not telling him when to do it. He decides to clean the clothing on Shabbos. That's his decision. That's his option. It's not called shliches. I'm paying him for the day he's going. He's starting to work Shabbos, and I hired him Friday. Erev Shabbos, I'll be on Kavishi Mutter. But that's a Molel Bago, I feel like Kotsu's Klau Mutter, be on Kavishi.